the rest of the story. This is a medical case study, the anatomy of an illness. The patient's name was Anna, age 75. She complained to her doctor of chronic fatigue. He ran some tests. She had feared cancer. It was not. The diagnosis, aplastic anemia. The cause is usually unknown, and this was so in Anna's case. But in any event, she was given appropriate treatment, and then the doctor began wondering, what if his diagnosis were wrong? What if, instead of aplastic anemia, Anna had some slowly developing form of leukemia, or even another kind of blood disease? Her white count, once 2,000, was now up to 3,400. So far, so good, but some of the cells did not appear as they should. A definitive test could be performed from a bone marrow sample. But why, thought the doctor, anything he would find in the marrow would be fatal anyway. So there would be no exotic tests for the time being. That determination was made in July. End of October, the patient was still demonstrating the symptoms of an infection, although without any localizing symptoms. For more than a week, Anna had had night chills and sweats. However, those had all but disappeared. A recent blood test showing her white count at 5,800 was also encouraging, but Anna's doctors were still concerned. This was more than aplastic anemia. One doctor was sure of it. And if that mystery ailment were identifiable and treatable, then it ought to be identified and treated as soon as possible. Over the following year, a number of specialists were consulted. There was a blood specialist who was certain that Anna's illness was atypical, a leukemia, and a cancer specialist who diagnosed atypical cancer. Anna's original doctor, whose name incidentally was David Gurewitch, had settled on a brand new hunch. His hunch was TB, tuberculosis. But that disease was far from his field of expertise, so they called in a tuberculosis specialist, who then declared that whatever Anna had, it was not tuberculosis. Well, through all of this, the patient is getting sicker. And by the time it was discovered that Dr. Dave, the non-specialist, had been correct, that Anna did, in fact, and indeed have TB, by then, it was too late. And Anna died of tuberculosis in November of 1962. But this is the rest of the story. In the final months of Anna's illness, while the doctors were duking it out with one another, jealously fighting over whose disease was right and who was in charge, one of them, and maybe more than one of them, had been treating Anna according to the original diagnosis, aplastic anemia. Oh no, Anna did not have aplastic anemia. But among the medications her doctors prescribed for it was the drug prednisone. And prednisone actually activates, encourages, spreads tuberculosis. It was an honest, even understandable mistake, but it cost Anna her life, and it cost the world Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.